Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I know, you're probably thinking, Jake, another day, another dose of mental well-being. But hold on a second. Today, we're taking things a step further. Because, let's be real, folks, your mind is only as strong as your body. You can meditate all day long, but if you're running on empty, that stress tank's gonna overflow faster than an overflowing laundry basket. Today, we're diving into the crucial world of physical health, how it directly impacts your mental game and ultimately helps you tap out of those overwhelming feelings. Listen up, because these five key takeaways are going to be life changers. First things first, movement is magic. We're not talking about grueling gym sessions or marathon training, unless that's your jam. Just getting your body moving, a brisk walk in the park, dancing like nobody's watching in your living room, even chasing after that runaway dog in the backyard, all count. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that literally combat stress and anxiety. Ever notice how you feel lighter after a good workout? That's not just your muscles getting toned, it's your brain saying, thank you. For the boost of happy hormones. Second, fuel up wisely. Think of your body as a high-performance machine. It needs quality fuel to run smoothly. Skip those processed snacks and sugary drinks. They're like putting cheap gas in a Ferrari. Load up on whole foods. Fruits, veggies, lean proteins, healthy fats. You know the drill, but it bears repeating because what you put into your body directly affects how you feel, mentally and physically. It's like a superpower equation. Good food equals good mood. Third, hydration is your best friend. I'm not talking about chugging gallons of water like a camel preparing for the desert. Just keep a water bottle handy and sip throughout the day. Staying hydrated keeps your brain functioning at its best, improves your energy levels, and even helps you sleep better, all crucial ingredients for managing stress and feeling mentally sharp. Fourth, get enough shut-eye. Sleep deprivation is like running on fumes, leading to irritability, foggy thinking, and a higher susceptibility to stress. Aim for 7-9 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Ditch the screens an hour before bed. Read a book. Take a warm bath. Whatever helps you unwind and drift off peacefully. Remember, sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And finally, prioritize self-care beyond just physical health. This means making time for activities that bring you joy, connecting with loved ones, practicing gratitude, and setting healthy boundaries. Self-care is about replenishing your energy reserves so you can show up as your best self, both mentally and physically. Now, picture this. You're juggling deadlines, trying to keep up with a packed social calendar, and feeling the pressure mounting. You're starting to feel that familiar knot of anxiety in your stomach, that mental fog creeping in. But instead of reaching for another cup of coffee or scrolling mindlessly through social media, you take a moment to breathe. You stretch, do a few quick yoga poses, or go for a short walk outside. You rehydrate with a glass of water and enjoy a healthy snack. You disconnect from your phone and spend some quality time with your loved ones. Sound familiar? We all have those moments when life feels overwhelming. But by incorporating these simple physical self-care practices into your daily routine, you can build resilience against stress and anxiety. It's like giving your mind and body a fighting chance to keep up with the demands of modern life. Remember, taking care of your physical health is not just about looking good. It's about feeling good, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So, go out there, move your body, nourish yourself with healthy food, get enough sleep, and prioritize self-care. You deserve to feel your best. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your favorite physical self-care practices in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if this episode resonated with you. See you tomorrow for another dose of Tap Out of Overstimulation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.